President Bush and Senator Kerry are both seeking advantage in that campaign this week, and they have spent an intense week of campaigning. Last night, the president stopped in California, where he was greeted by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Los Angeles.
The California event was a fundraiser at the airport in Santa Monica. Governor Schwarzenegger took the microphone in advance of Mr. Bush's speech and offered this joke in response to reports that he and the president are not that close.
I want you to know how hard I've been working for you here in California. I've been organizing Republicans for Bush Cheney. I've been organizing Austrian-born bodybuilders for Bush Cheney. I've even been organizing girly men for Bush Cheney. So.
When the president spoke, he made a statement that will no doubt raise the eyebrows of pollsters who now give John Kerry a double-digit lead in the state.
And I want to thank you for your help tonight. This is not the first time we've been out here. By the way, nor is it going to be the last time. I intend to compete in California. I know.
Although
that,
it's telling that unlike his previous stops on this campaign tour, the president used this brief overnight visit to L.A. not to hold a big campaign rally, but a big campaign fundraiser, hauling in a total of $3 million before moving quickly on to the more closely contested states of Oregon and Washington later today. While in California, the president also taped a rare television interview with CNN's Larry King. Another bit of evidence that his campaign feels his message may not be getting through to the American public. The pre-taped program ran last night. Mr. Bush was joined by his wife, Laura, for the hour-long conversation. He was asked about the campaign and the deep divisions within the country that seem to have gotten even worse since 2000. His response?
But I just don't see it. When I travel the country, and I've been traveling a lot, there are thousands of people who come out and wave. And they are, you know, they respect the presidency. Sometimes they like the president. But I have this, I don't have a sense that there's a lot of anger.
The King interview also touched on Democrat John Kerry's service in Vietnam, an ad paid for by a pro-Bush group not officially tied to the campaign, attacks Kerry's military record, saying Kerry lied about his service. Republican Senator John McCain, who campaigned with the president this week, has called the ad dishonest and dishonorable and said Mr. Bush should condemn it as well. The White House has not done so, nor did the president last night. Instead, he pointed out that he too has been attacked in political ads run by outside groups. The president did call Kerry's service noble.
Do you condemn him? The statements made about his...
Well, I haven't seen the ad, but what I do condemn is these unregulated soft money expenditures by very wealthy people. And listen, they've said some bad things about me, and I guess they're saying bad things about him.
While in the Los Angeles area, the president paid a visit to Nancy Reagan, who has not been in public much since the death of her husband, former President Reagan, from Alzheimer's disease. The White House says they did not talk about an issue on which they have strong differences, embryonic stem cell research. The president has placed restrictions on federal funding for such research, despite the belief among scientists that expanded research could yield medical breakthroughs and possibly cures for such diseases as Alzheimer's. It was Reagan's son, Ron, who used a speech at the Democratic Convention to speak out against the current president's position on stem cell research. But yesterday, Mrs. Reagan put out a one-sentence statement voicing her support for Mr. Bush's re-election bid. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Los Angeles.
You can find political columns by NPR senior reporters and editors at npr.org.